This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Concerns about federal budget reductions will be part of the discussion on Wednesday at the second New York State Anti-Hunger Conference being held at the Albany Capital Center. For more on the conference, our colleague Brian Shields spoke with Sherry Tomasky of Hunger Solutions New York, the organization hosting the event.
Hunger Solutions New York is hosting the statewide Anti-Hunger Conference in New York to bring together advocates and stakeholders, policymakers, providers, and other interested groups to talk about the value and the role of federal nutrition programs here in New York State. Those programs are SNAP and the school lunch and the school breakfast program, as well as the child summer meal program and child care program meals. These are all programs operated on the federal level and administered here in New York, and they are a lifeline to millions of people in New York State who need the nutritional assistance that the programs provide to be able to eat enough food for a healthy life. And we are coming together because there are deep concerns that these programs are under attack on a federal level and that they could be slashed in the next budget or through the legislative process.
The state budget is now in place. What came out of that budget as far as anti-hunger programs are concerned?
The New York state budget included some important initiatives to address hunger, and some of those include continued funding for the Nutrition Outreach and Education Program, which is a program operated at Hunger Solutions New York and provides SNAP application assistance and education about SNAP at the county level all throughout New York State. So individuals who need to know if they're eligible for SNAP can get one-on-one assistance from a coordinator through that program, and it has helped just in the last fiscal year over 30,000 households attain SNAP benefits. So that program was funded at its current levels, which is good news. The budget also contained some programs to help with moving food into the emergency food system, and that included a tax credit for farmers to donate their product, as well as a food waste initiative to help move unused food out of large systems into the emergency food and food bank environment to help fill the gap of meals that food banks need to provide. There were also some other important initiatives around bringing more healthy, fresh, local food into elementary, middle, and high schools to feed children through the National School Lunch Program and the School Breakfast Program.
What about the federal budget? You just mentioned there could be some threats to some of these programs. The budget's still not passed. It's under debate. What could happen? What is the worst case scenario, I guess, that might happen under this federal budget?
There are deep concerns about what the federal budget could do to these programs. They are funded primarily at the federal level. For example, SNAP, as I said, helps over almost 3 million households, or I'm sorry, 3 million individuals in New York State with the food that they need to live a healthy life. If SNAP benefits were to be cut, people would not be able to afford the food that they need to meet their daily nutritional needs. There's also concerns that eligibility for SNAP could be rolled back, which means fewer people would be eligible. Right now, the majority of people who rely on SNAP in New York State are children, the disabled, senior citizens, and veterans. And those are populations that cannot afford to lose any money in their SNAP budget each month. There's also some concerns that SNAP could be turned into what's called a block grant, which means that there's one lump sum of money to provide for anyone in the state. And once you run out of money, that's it. And that would be devastating to New York. We've seen situations where SNAP needed to grow and meet a growing demand when there's either a crisis or an economic recession, and then SNAP shrinks. Fewer people need it when the economy's good and people are not facing some sort of disaster. That's how SNAP is designed to work. A block grant would eliminate that flexibility, and it would restrict SNAP so that not everyone who needs it would have access. So those are the ways that we're concerned that SNAP could be harmed, and we're trying to work to educate our elected officials that cutting SNAP is not the way forward.